olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Good morning, Ruth Limkin, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's really great to be with you today.
Tell us about the, is it the Bunyan Healthcare, and what's the your new assignment at the moment? You're the CEO of Sana Group?
Yeah, Chief Development Officer of Sana Group, and we have a range of services, including the Bunyans and Byron Private. And we've done some recent research, particularly at the moment, talking about gambling and the number of Australians, not just who are gambling, but who are not setting a limit for themselves when they're gambling socially.
So besides losing money and not paying the rent and not putting food on the table and children going hungry, what are some of the other issues arising from people who have problems with gambling? Before we get on to why they do, but what are some of the other issues?
Yeah, and look, everything you've just outlined, I mean, there are reasons in and of themselves for us to be having this conversation as a nation. But in addition to all of those things that you've talked about and the financial harm, there's also a lot of mental and emotional negative effects when there's compulsive gambling happening. So we estimate about 1 in 4 Australians will experience gambling-related harm on their relationships. So it causes a lot of stress in the family and relationships. And 1 in 5 will face negative health issues due to their gambling. And so it's really important, whether that's their emotional health, whether it's their physical health, it's really important that we talk about this and that we make this part of the national conversation, because it's going on almost undercurrent.
It must be one of the side effects of the high cost of living as well, and maybe other associated issues, that some people may find in gambling not only a way out, you know, where they zone out from their problems, but also, you know, that one last ditch hope. That maybe that one punt, that one will yield the solution to all their financial problems.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because in some ways gambling addiction is not very different to any other kind of addiction. We often talk about addiction is ritualized compulsive comfort seeking. So when people are in pain or uncomfortable, they'll try and alleviate that. And sometimes we do that with numbing behaviours or substances. Sometimes we try and really avoid that, so it's this escape. And so gambling does both of them, partly because of the way the brain works and the dopamine that's released when you're involved in gambling activity. So it literally makes you feel better. And it, like you said, it's that kind of numbing, that avoiding, that escaping behaviour. You get really entrenched in this. And it's maybe easier for the moment to forget about the other stress in your life. The problem is it actually exacerbates the other stress in your life.
And when does it become a real problem then? I mean, like the odd lotto ticket, the once in a year punt on the Melbourne Cup, or, you know, some people will look at that as being quite harmless and even normal. But when does it then become a problem? Is it when they can't stop thinking about it? They can't walk past a TAB, a tab, without, you know, walking in and, you know, having a flutter? Or when does it become a real problem? How does one know?
So I think if someone's wondering whether or not their gambling has become a problem, it's probably a pretty good indication that it is. So, you know, that annual flutter on the Melbourne Cup, that's not a sign of addiction. But when it's happening regularly, when it's starting to cause a detrimental impact on your finances, on your relationships, when it becomes this, I must do this and I can't relax without it, I can't socialise without it, I'm not able to control it, they're the red flags that something's actually really going wrong. So we do know about half of Australians who gamble are classified as being at some risk of gambling harm. So this is actually a really big issue in our nation. Our per capita losses for gambling are the highest in the world.
Well, so that's Australia, what, $25 billion a year?
$25 billion.
Or more than $25 billion a year.
Yeah.
You know, that is many, many, many times more than the GDP of all Pacific countries combined. That's a lot of dough.
It's staggering, isn't it?
Yes. And the other side of gambling, the family, the children, the harm that it does to them. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's a number of ways that it causes harm. There's what we talked about earlier, you know, if people can't put food on the table and there's nutritional deficiencies. The relationship stress that can come into a home and the problems with attachment for children. There's that neglect. So sometimes people can just be so engrossed in this activity, they neglect looking after their children, making sure they've got what they need. And it's really all-encompassing. Then, you know, if someone's really compulsively gambling and they're getting very distressed by their behaviour but they're not reaching out for help and they're thinking about self-harm, again, there's those implications for the home and for children. So it really touches most aspects of our life and it's important to talk about.
There is a poker machine in just about every pub in New South Wales and there are casinos. It's almost like gambling is an industry that is there waiting for people with problems in gambling to walk through that door. What do you say to the state and federal government? How do you address this problem with them?
I think we really need to ask all levels of government to stop perhaps focusing on the income that might be generated by gambling activity and think about the losses that happen. And that's not just financial loss to individuals, that's relationship loss, that's physical, emotional health. And we really need to take this seriously. You know, I think online betting is even more invasive than poker machines. There's a range of issues. You know, when I see a lot of sport and the online betting is encouraged during television broadcast. We really need to be grappling with this as a nation, that's as a community, but it's every level of government.
You've just mentioned online gambling. That would be one of the most dangerous forms of gambling available because there is somebody with an iPad or a mobile phone or a laptop in his, you know, in at home, in a room. And just blowing all the family finances on a, you know, from home. You don't need to go to a poker machine anymore. How do you stop that?
Well, I think, first of all, there has to be recognition that there's a problem and we're not, as a community government, we're not recognising the extent of the issue. And then we need to work together to come up with strategies around that. So, for instance, I think live sports odds during television broadcasts when kids are watching, that shouldn't be allowed. Now, that's a personal opinion. But these are the kinds of things that gambling advocates or anti-gambling advocates have been calling for a long time, and we need to start listening to them.
Finally, there must be some form of awareness campaign as well, especially for migrant and other minority groups. Some of them would not be exposed to any form of gambling, like poker machines and horse racing and online gambling from the countries where they come from. And they hit Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane or Perth or, you know, and they walk into a poker machine, they may get a win and they're hooked. I mean, how can we stop that?
Well, I think part of the response that we need to come up with as a nation is thinking about all the different cultural groups that are affected by this and making sure that we have culturally appropriate education, harm prevention, harm response. You know, there's a large number of ways that people can start to reach out for help, but are they accessible by every culture? And do people even know about them? So that's, you know, that's a really important part of having education and public awareness.
Ruth Limkin, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us.
A pleasure. It was great to chat.
Toi fia fa'afofonga I nisi tala fa'apea. Fa'afofonga i le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po'o fela vai mawailau podcast.